Hello, and welcome to Downloads from God. I am your host, Andrea Lendy, sharing a daily meditation and prayer. Whatever time of day this message finds you, I pray it blesses you. So take a deep breath in, release, and open your spirit to this message. I'll be reading out of the Amplified Bible for deeper meaning and understanding. The title of our message today is The Battle is the Lord's, a passage taken out of 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 45 and 47. Then said David to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the ranks of Israel, whom you have defied. All this assembly shall know that the Lord saves not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." David spoke to Goliath out of total and complete faith. He spoke out of experience with God. David had spent a number of years in the fields alone with the sheep. Well, he wasn't actually alone. God was with him. He gained confidence in the Lord as the Lord saved him from many dangers. Draw on these experiences as he faced another adversary, a giant Philistine. No one would fight Goliath, but David had a perfect and strong faith in the Lord. He knew the Lord would deliver the giant into his hands. His past experiences gave him that confidence. And as I read this story once again, I thought how wonderful it would be if we could remember all that God has done for us so vividly that we would never be afraid. Some things that I can pass on and don't need to do. However, I cannot back down on the things that God tells me to do. So I ask him for strength and courage. I ask him to lead me and guide me closely. It helps when I remember what he has already done for me. So I try to fix my mind on those things as I move forward with the new. I also try to remember what David said, "The battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." God has everything worked out. Today, I choose to grow in faith and remember all that God has done for me in the past so that I can move forward with strength and courage. May you find that as you fix your mind on the greatness of the Lord and all he has done for you, that your faith will be strengthened and your fears will dissipate. Now for our prayer. Oh Lord, my God, thank you for taking the battle away from me. Thank you for already knowing the outcome and working everything. Thank you for taking care of me in every day. Help me remember all that you've done for me and all the promises that are yet to come. Increase my faith and strengthen my belief in you, Lord, as these days continue to pass with still new issues to deal. May you equip me with courage as I move through this day and all future days. Although it seems that chaos is worsening, help me know it is all a part of your plan. Your plan is perfect, Lord, and I have no cause to question you. Strengthen me in every way so that I can be of service to you. Help me do all that you have planned for me to do, Father. Help me bless someone this day, and thank you for hearing my prayer. And the whisper I hear from God is, I have already won every battle that you will face, my child, and will strengthen you to walk through each one in victory. And my response, thank you, Almighty and all-powerful Lord and God. Thank you for listening to Downloads from God. Subscribe for all future episodes and feel free to share this podcast with others. You can also read the daily meditation and prayer and subscribe for a free 30-page meditation and prayer PDF file on my website, www.believinghim.com. Thank you.